Thoughts on the right-click view source manifesto. I asked a simple AI to create a manifesto today about being able to right-click on a web page and view source and still be able to read it. In the age of so-called reactive frameworks, view source doesn't make much sense. But maybe we can save it from being removed if we do things correctly again. I'm going to read the preamble from the revised second edition, which now includes, as it should, some code. And then I am going to jump over to the principles of the first revision, as they make most sense for an audio reading. I'll be sure to eventually make it all audio-friendly. But the introduction of the RCVS manifesto is best done by simply narrating the first revision.
The Right-Click to View Source Manifesto. Preamble to the Second Revision. In an era where complexity of web development has reached unprecedented heights, we stand at a crossroads. The foundational principles of the web's simplicity, transparency, and accessibility of information are at risk of being overshadowed by frameworks and abstractions that prioritize developer convenience over code clarity. This manifesto advocates for a return to a more readable, maintainable, and intuitive approach to HTML through the adoption of web components and modern CSS as the cornerstone of web development. We believe the web should be a teacher. Every website should be a potential lesson, every line of code an invitation to learn. Core principles. Code as literature. We believe that code should read like a well-written story. Just as great literature can be understood at multiple levels, enjoyed by children yet appreciated by scholars, our code should welcome readers of all skill levels. Web components with semantic names tell stories.
User profile. Search bar, article card.
These are words that mean something, not cryptic abbreviations or generic containers. Now let me reread the first principle from the original revision.
1. Code readability as a priority. We believe that code should be as readable as a well-written book. The ability to understand and navigate code should not require extensive training or specialized knowledge. By embracing web components, we can create self-contained descriptive elements that clearly communicate their purpose and functionality, making the code base more approachable for developers of all skill levels.
When I was asking the original simple AI to create the first principle, I told it not to worry about search engine optimization and usability. I believe that screen readers and search engines need to build on top of the newer, more readable code base. In the age of artificial intelligence, we have to rethink semantic HTML and usability, because artificial intelligence can now create perfect, simplified applications designed for just those purposes. Humans may no longer need to worry about semantic tags and roles for screen readers. AI may just be better at handling that. Number 2. Encapsulation and modularity. Web components allow for the encapsulation of functionality and styling, promoting modular design. This modularity enables developers to build applications in a more organized manner, reducing the cognitive load associated with understanding sprawling codebases.
Each web component can be developed, tested, and maintained independently,
fostering a culture of collaboration and innovation. Since the creation of this principle, I've come up with some guiding ideas that I list later on. But basically, everything should be readable and understandable by a teenager. So, it all has to be reduced to user-friendly code. Number 3. Simplicity in structure. The web grew on the magic of right-click view source, emphasizing the importance of transparency and simplicity. We advocate for a structure that reflects this principle, where the HTML is straightforward and intuitive. By minimizing unnecessary nesting and div soup, we can create a clearer hierarchy that is easy to follow and understand. The AI didn't fully grasp this part, because what makes things clearer to read is replacing class equals class name with web components named after that class name, so as long as they make sense and are, in fact, general purpose. One good example of that is user-profile that accepts the username and full name attributes. There is no need for classes and roles here, and it's clear to understand what that piece of code does. SEO optimization is highly questionable. Screen readers need detailed attention to work. The greatly simplified HTML that you now get from right-click view source can be used as XML to create those applications to style things for search engines and AI agents and other applications. The main HTML source code is now beautifully simple. The elements do not need a class tag. They don't need roles, classes, or other attributes. They are what you see. Make your code clean and readable. Then you can automatically mangle it for search engines if you still want the SEO experience of the old era. 4. Dynamic and interactive experiences. Web components empower developers to create dynamic and interactive user experiences without sacrificing code clarity. You don't have to rely on CSS here, or if you do, it's going to be tucked away and encapsulated. Dynamic and interactive user experiences can be achieved by leveraging the capabilities of modern JavaScript within these components. We can build rich interfaces that are both engaging and maintainable. This approach allows for the seamless integration of functionality while keeping the underlying code clean and perfectly comprehensible. 5. The teenage developer. Our guiding light and source of wisdom in the moments of confusion and code ambiguity is the curious teenager. The best solution is the one that helps young teenagers understand the code in the simplest possible way. We enshrine the teenage developer as a principle of this manifesto, recognizing that they are the future of our industry. By providing clear, well-named elements and intuitive structures, we can empower them to learn and grow. We advocate for the integration of AI tutoring systems that prioritize simplicity and clarity, guiding young developers through the complexities of coding. This mentorship will help them navigate challenges and foster a love for programming, ultimately advancing human potential. Number 6. A new era of collaboration. As we embrace web components, we foster a new era of collaboration among developers, designers, and stakeholders. The clear and modular nature of components encourages cross-functional teams to work together more effectively, leading to better outcomes and a more cohesive product. This collaborative spirit is essential for driving innovation and pushing the boundaries of what is possible on the web. We must also include the teenage developer in this collaboration, ensuring that their voices are heard and their needs are met by creating an environment that welcomes their curiosity and creativity. Here we can inspire the next generation of developers. Number 7. A call to action. We call upon developers, organizations, and educators to adopt this manifesto as a guiding principle in their work. Let us champion the use of web components as the foundation for our web applications, prioritizing code readability, encapsulation, and simplicity. Together, we can create a web that invites those new to programming to learn from source code, which they can view via right click. And in return, we will be writing much more beautiful and readable code. By fostering an environment that supports the teenage developer, we can help lift them out of poverty and empower them to contribute to the advancement of humankind. Let us build a future where every curious mind has the opportunity to thrive in the world of technology. The RCVS Manifesto serves as a rallying cry for a new way of thinking about HTML and web development. By embracing web components and prioritizing readability and simplicity, we can build a more sustainable and collaborative future for the web. Let us return to the roots of the web, where clarity and transparency reign supreme, and where every developer, especially the teenagers of today, can confidently say, "I understand this code."